been around it much. I remember my father, we'd go to his house on visitation, and we loved to play with his buttons off his jackets. For some reason, he left us alone. And so we took all the little pins off his dress uniform and lined them up according to color, because we thought we were doing good, on the dining room table. He came home, he was not impressed with our organizational skills. But I've always had such a deep respect for those that are serving, even now. Be praying for the conflicts around the globe. And pray for those innocents who are caught up in the conflicts. Pray for wisdom for our leaders, that they'll make wise decisions, and that we will seek out peace. The scriptures are filled, this is the Old Testament, of many battles and wars. And it's interesting, as one who has never served in that capacity, it's easy to idolize them. It's easy to say, wow, you know, it's the exciting parts of the scriptures, right? You hear all the battles and wars, and as kids, I don't know if kids do this nowadays, but we would go out into the woods and grab sticks and play soldier out in the woods. Climb up trees. We were just little savages. And then as I got older, I realized that not every battle is on a foreign field, that we all have battles in our lives. As we look at the scriptures, these battles often teach us things. And so I just want to go really quick. There's one certain battle that I want to pull from and look at. And this is out of the book of Joshua, chapter 7. If you have a Bible, you can turn there. I'll have the verses up on the screen. But this is a battle that was lost. Now, we always want to talk about the victories. We always talk about the highlights, right? We all want to be a winner, right? It's funny because my oldest child, as she started getting into sports a little bit, was just that trend of, you know, everyone's a winner and everyone gets a trophy. And, you know, we don't keep score. Let me tell you something. The kids were keeping score, right? The kids weren't, but I was like, oh, yeah. But oftentimes, how I learn are in the battles that I lose. Because it's interesting that when everything is going right, it's easy. Right? I remember when I was first being trained to be a manager. I was in McDonald's. I was in my late teens. And my store manager pulled me aside and goes, John, just remember the reason why you're here. Isn't so when things are going well. When things are going well, you don't need a manager. It's when everything's falling apart. That's where the wisdom comes in. That's where the sermon comes in. He goes, so I hope that as I'm training you, everything falls apart. I was like, well, thanks a lot. He goes, no, you never understand. If you don't learn during the hard times, during the mistakes, you're not prepared for when they come. And hopefully, as we go through, we learn from our smaller mistakes and gain our wisdom from some of those things. The battle I want to talk about here is actually the battle of Ai. And this is in Joshua chapter 7, verses 2 and 3. It says, now Joshua sent men to Jericho, to Ai, which is in Beth Avon, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy out the country. So the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not be weary, all the people here, for the people of Ai are few. So about 3,000 men went up from there, from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down 36 men. To put this in context, if you if you're familiar with your Bible, just prior to this book of Joshua, Moses, you guys know, right? Israel was in Egypt for over 400 years. Moses, you guys know him, right? Let my people go. And Pharaoh said, no, a bunch of bad things happen. Pharaoh said, okay, go. And they travel through. They got into the wilderness. Moses was leading them. The Israelites disobeyed God, and they traveled for 40 years. But as they came up to the promised land again, God was giving them that land. As they came up to that, Joshua now is in charge. The first battle they go to is Battle of Jericho. Right? If you're older than I am, you've all heard the song, Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho. Right? And the walls came tumbling down. All right. That may be the last singing I'll do. I'll spare you. Right? But the Battle of Jericho is a tremendous victory. God tremendously gave victory in the hands of the Israelites. And they were walking off that high, right? We won. We were victorious. And so from there, they head off to Ai. And Ai is just this itty-bitty little city. As they come on through, one of the things they end up being was overconfident. Be overconfident. Because sometimes when we conquer things, when things go well, right, we get full of ourselves. We get overconfident in thinking, I'm going to do this on my own. And I don't need anyone else. I got this. Life is easy. Can I tell you something? Let me share a little wisdom from someone as old as I am. Life is not easy. I'll share with our folks. I worked with a gentleman who was reading this book about taking control of your life. And I was working with him, and he's like, I'm tired of life happening to me. He goes, from here on out, I'm going to happen to life. And so I worked with him again 2 days later. I said, how's that working for you? He goes, I went home that night. My car broke. The kid was sick. He goes, I just gave up. To be so overconfident in life is a dangerous thing. Book of Jeremiah puts it this way. It says, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. To think in the battles that happen in life that we can do it all on our own. We are illy advised on that route. And some of you, in life has been easy. Maybe you've had certain advantages in life. I don't judge you for that. I'm glad for you. Maybe you've never had any major trials. But I warn you, do not become self-confident. Over the years, I've talked to so many older seniors who share with me that the golden years aren't always so golden. And as we look at each thing, as we look at Ai versus Joshua, fought the battle of Jericho, and then go to Ai, it needs to be a tidbit of wisdom that each battle is its own. Right? No matter what battle you're in, it doesn't matter how the last one went, because things are not the same. Each struggle is unique and new. If we say, man, I coasted through the last one, I'm going to coast through this one. Folks, I believe that you're being foolish and being overconfident in yourself. The Bible tells us that in behind all these things, it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Well, I tell you, the battles that we're going through aren't always physical. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of you have struggled with health issues, right? There's conflicts. There's fires, right? There's health issues. There's ambulances, right? We go all that. It's the selectmen. What could go wrong in a town? Everyone's always happy. We're all happy here in Whoville. Just go into Stockton Talks for a little bit. You'll see how happy everyone is. But you know, it's often the battle that's behind the physical that's the hardest. You know, I remember working with a gentleman who was in the Army Reserve. He did several terms over in, I think it was Kuwait, if I get my battles right. And he served over there, and he came home And he had real bad PTSD. We're in northern Minneapolis, and there's a big Muslim community there. And we were working on a project together. We came around a corner, and there was two ladies with the full garb on. And he freaked. Got on the ground, crawled underneath the van, and I what's wrong? I mean, I had no concept. And he just, about 15 minutes, just could not move. And finally he came out, and it was all apologetic. And he goes, that just flashbacks. And he was waiting for some explosion to happen. And so we worked together, and he knew I was, had been a pastor, and he started to share with me. He goes, the hardest part is coming home is, you know, if I just had something to punch, if I had something just to hit, if I had something to put down, he goes, that'd be the easy part. He goes, it's the mental, it's the emotional, it's all these scars that no one sees. And oftentimes the struggles that we have in our life might have a physical component, but there are spiritual realities behind them. And those things I don't think we're prepared for. And we are overconfident, we don't realize. We do not become self-confident and overconfident in these things. Let me give you another lesson from the battle here. It's this idea of independence. Right? They're like, oh, just give us a few thousand men. We got this. We don't need everyone. We can do it ourselves. And that's an innate cry, I think, that often we have in ourselves. I'll just do it myself. I don't need anyone. And folks, that's a lesson we need to unlearn. Right? How many of you have ever been around a five-year-old trying to tie their shoe? I do it myself. It's like, no, you can't. Let me help you. And it's interesting because there needs to be that balance of being so independent. You know, I don't need anyone. Let me tell you, that's a lonely way to go through life. It truly is. Because there is a time when you're going to need someone. But the other side is we have a society where people are so dependent that they don't stand on their own two feet. In our lives, if we do these things, we're responsible for our own burdens, our own loads, but yet we're responsible for helping out others. Psalms tells us this, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Now, coming into church here this morning, we kind of have an agenda. Because I believe our help comes from the Lord. And I think I speak on really good spiritual authority. The Bible talks about those who have authority is given it by God. God has given you authority, and you are going to be accountable for how you use that authority. Use it wisely. Luckily, the Bible says if anyone lacks wisdom, ask of God who gives to all men abundantly. In this community, in some way, you are the hands of the Lord to minister and function to those that are put underneath your care. Whether it's going in and saving someone in a fire, whether it's serving and laying down your life in the community and overseas, of just watching out for those in need around the community. That you have an awesome responsibility. Don't be doing it on your own. Because you need to realize that we see it at Ai, right? Jericho was the big city. Man, that was easy. Ai was the little city. And that was hard. Let me tell you something. It isn't the size of the enemy that fights the battle. Can I tell you things that probably trip me up more are the smaller things? Right? Because I can do it by myself. I don't need anyone. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to tell out. right? And I'm speaking to myself because I'm one of these guys. You know, I go to the doctor. Doctor says, well, you know, how are you doing? I'm fine. Right? I'm okay. You know, it's hard for me to ask directions. It's hard for me to ask for help. But folks, it's those small battles that will come up because we don't think we need help. It's those ones where I don't ask the Lord. It's one where I don't seek out wisdom from God. Those are the ones that sneak up. And I can say this as a guy. I had a big dog as a little dog. It's always the little dogs. We used to work for Dish Network and go and install things. Right? I've never been bit by a dog that weighed more than 20 pounds. It's those little 5-pounders. They come around and they sneak behind you and then get you right on the heel, right? Life is that way. It's the battles we're not expecting of those that come on suddenly. Just beforehand, we were discussing how, you know, I got a birthday coming up next month. And I'm reading more in the news of and on Facebook of people my age, people I know who are dying. Suddenly, it's like, wow, I wasn't ready for that. See, these things that all, I believe the Lord will lead us through the battle. 1 Samuel says this, and then all the, his assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with the sword and the spear, for the battle is the Lord's. He will give it into your hands. As I said, you know, it's hard to punch cancer in the face, but the battle is real. Right? It's hard to slam the door as the age and the calendar flips over quicker every year. Sorry, I got a teacher here. But these battles are the ones that get us. And we can be so independent that we miss out. And to me, the ultimate help is from the Lord. You know, as while you guys are fighting fires and inserting IVs and mowing down the enemy and in some way I'm involved in battles every day. And I'm saddened by how many people just will not turn to the Lord for help. Because can I tell you something? The battle will come. You just have a choice to go through it by yourself or with someone else. I think it's wise to go through it with someone else. How much more so to go through it with the Lord? All right. I got one more point. Never trust a preacher when he says he's almost done. One more lesson from the battle is disobedience. It's interesting because afterwards, after the battle, Joshua came back up. And he asked the Lord, why did we lose? Right? This should have been a slam dunk. Right? Jericho, the big city, was a piece of cake. Little Ai. I mean, that should have been a piece of cake. Why did we lose this one? This is what the Lord says. So the Lord said to Joshua, get up. And why do you lie thus on your face? Well, he's like, I just lost. He says, Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things. They have stolen, both deceived, and they have put it among their own stuff. What happened was, in Jericho, they weren't supposed to take any items from Jericho. God said, just leave it. I'll take care of you. Don't take anything. And as they were going through, some of that stuff was pretty shiny. It was pretty tempting. And so some of them took it. folks, the battles in our life really reveal what's in our heart. It really does. Right? I can say I'm tough and I'm brave, but man, when things come my way, I scream like a little girl. My apologies to little girls. Right? I'm big and tough until I get a runny nose. But even more so. And I think most of you, especially those in public service and in all the capacities that you are, correct me if I'm wrong, but my experience has been when pressure comes up so high, it brings out sometimes the worst in people. And for years, I've always said, you go to a funeral. And it's funny, because sometimes that brings out the best in families, but man, I've seen it bring out the worst. I was at one funeral where all of a sudden they're going through and panicking, and you know, they're like, where's Aunt Sally? Hopefully there's no Sally here. Oh, where's Aunt Sally? And they're like, oh, she's gone. Oh, she's at the house. So a whole bunch of people went to find because it was their grandmother's house, and Sally had left the funeral to go to the grandma's house with a U-Haul and start emptying things before the rest of the family got there. But the battle reveals the heart. Book of Proverbs gives us this great little passage of wisdom. It says, as a prayer, it says, Lord, remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of the Lord. Jesus kind of uses this in the New Testament. He says, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, give me enough for today. Sometimes, Lord, give me the wisdom I need. Give me the strength for today. Right? Help me do the next right thing. Help me to be obedient in the next step. Because, man, if I just look down the road and try to take it all at once, it's just too much. And the temptation is often, Lord, let me take a shortcut. Sometimes we justify to do the wrong because it's easy. Right? The Bible warns us don't. We're in the store. My oldest was just little at the time. And we'd gone through the store and we came out. And she was acting kind of weird and kind of not showing, I'm like, what's in your hand? Nothing. Right? A kid says something's nothing. It's something. So I go up and she's got a handful of marbles that she has stolen from the store. And I know what it was. They had a big display and they had, rate cars and everything in there. And so she just grabbed a handful of marbles and just walked out of the store. So I was like, I'll teach her a lesson. So I'm like, okay, you turn around and you go back. So I pulled the manager. I said, ma'am, she's got something to tell you. And I figured I'll let her do it. So I took about 3 steps back and my daughter was up here and she started talking to the manager and she gives them and I can see the manager's like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, something's not right. My daughter was talking real quiet. It was like, so I go up and I'm like, what'd she say? And the manager's like, you have a great girl there. Because she said she found these marbles on the floor. And she picked them all up. And she wanted. And I'm like, what? And she goes, yeah. She goes, so I was going to tell her that there's, bags of marbles hanging. She said, you could take a whole bag of marbles for being such an honest girl. And I was like, let's try it again. And my daughter's like, don't make me say it. I'm like, you say it. She's like, don't do it. I'm like, do it. And the manager's like, what's wrong with you guys? And she's like, I stole them. And the manager was like, what? She goes, I stole the marbles. And it's hard in our society because things have changed even in my lifetime. I joke about being old, but in my lifetime, things have changed. The Bible says in the last days that people will call wrong right and right wrong. And I think we're seeing a lot of that. There used to be a thing called common sense. It ain't no common no more. And it's so easy to do wrong. Lord, give me this day my daily bread. Lord, help me be dependent on you. And I want to share with you throughout all of this, folks, trust in the Lord. I got three things really quick. I told you I was almost done. But in life, in the midst of the battle, I want to give you three don'ts and three do's. Stop doing things that are harmful. I believe God gave us his word. This is sort of the owner's manual of how to live, how to treat others, of how to get to heaven. Can I tell you something? We're so much better off if we follow the instruction book. Second thing, put away fear. The Bible talks a lot about peace and how he gives peace. And I pray this morning that you open your heart up to God's peace. We don't have to live in fear. You watch the news, it's bombarding you everywhere. Once again, pick up the book. I know how it ends. Stop having all the doubts. All the woulda, coulda, shouldas, all your past. The Bible says if you come to Jesus, he will forgive your past. You'll be a new creature, forgive you all those things. What a hope that is in that. I'm going to give you three things to do. First one, remember the sacred. Don't leave God out of your life. You know, we're not teaching our kids the Lord's Prayer. We're not teaching them the Ten Commandments. Families are just going other things and taking God out. Let me tell you something. God is the source. Don't leave God out of your life. Actually, the Bible says if you seek him, he will find him. God wants to be found. God wants to be a part. Start being faithful. Right? Start doing what you said you're going to do. How simple is that? Right? Remember back, I worked at a concrete place, and the boss came up, and he says, we're going to give a bonus. Everyone who shows up every day this week, I'm going to give them $50 at the end of the week. I'm like, this is easy money. You know? So I talked to the boss. I said, man, you must be losing money. He goes, no, of the big factory that we had, only 25% of the people showed up every day. It's like, wow, right? Be faithful. You say you're going to do something, do it. It sounds simple, but I'm talking a foreign language today. The last one, and this is where I want to thank you all, is serve and give. Serve and give. We live in a society where so many people are just selfish and self-centered. And today we are honoring you, you who gave and are giving. Thank you so much. You are an example. If you're here this morning and you know the Lord Jesus Christ and you call yourself a Christian, then he has left you an example. Christ came to serve. Then we should serve others. So I'm going to wrap it up. We're going to pray. I asked the Legion guys, you guys can go over, go first. The rest of you, if you see a visitor, please let them go. They're our guests today, right? Make sure they get the best piece of pie. I don't know, what is the best pie? I saw pumpkin, I saw an apple. I don't know what else. I stopped at those two things. I could be, anyway. But so let our guests go. Treat them well. Thank them for what they, how they serve and what they do. You want to sing and then pray? I'll pray and then we'll sing. I'll give the ladies some time to go over there. Let's pray. Or do you have any follow-up? No, we're going to sing. Sing first.